Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Today's program is brought to you in part by the financial support of our listeners. You can support the show on a one-time basis at support.greatdetectives.net or use the Zelle app, send a donation to box13 at greatdetectives.net or just by mail, Adam Graham, P.O. Box 15913, Boise, Idaho, 83715. In addition, for as little as $2 per month, you can join our more than 170 Patreons at patreon.greatdetectives.net. Now it's time for today's episode of Rocky Jordan. The original air date, April the 9th, 1950, and this one is Holiday Weekend.
You've heard Jack Benny, Amos and Andy, Bergen and McCarthy. Still waiting to entertain you on CBS are Rocky Jordan, Horace Hite, Joe Stafford and Dick Hames, our Miss Brooks, The Whistler and Red Skelton.
Now, Del Monte Foods brings you a world of adventure with Rocky Jordan.
What'll it be, mister?
A cup of coffee, please. And blackness here.
Anything else?
No, that is all. Just the coffee. Please serve me at that table.
Yeah, merci.
Please sit down for a moment, monsieur.
Yeah, all right, I got a minute.
Hey, you sure you're all right?
Okay, I am all right.
Monsieur, you have entertainment here at the tambourine.
Entertainment?
Oh, no. Now, you've come to the wrong place. But for the night trade, surely there are girls who dance for the customers.
No girl stuff. I tried it once. It never works here.
I fail again. Here is the money.
Oh, is something wrong with the coffee?
No, it is not.
Monsieur, easy there, fella.
Please, I...
Hey, Chris, help me with this guy. He's passed out.
Del Monte, the brand you trust for flavor in so many good foods. Yes, Del Monte, the best-liked brand of canned fruits and vegetables in the whole wide world, takes you now to the Café Tambourine in Cairo, gateway to the ancient East, where modern adventure and intrigue unfold against a backdrop of antiquity. Tonight's Rocky Jordan story, Holiday Weekend.
I'd been wondering if I shouldn't include myself in on the holidays. A long drive up the Nile Valley, maybe. Anything to get away with some memories for a while. I was mulling it over Friday evening when a customer came in. An overly tired-looking man, shoddily dressed up to his beret, who sat down for black coffee. Right away, he started asking about girl dancers who might be entertaining at the tambourine. When I told him I didn't have a floor show, he got up to leave, then suddenly passed out, sprawling across the table. Chris and I carried him to the cot in my office. I called in Dr. Mineta, whose office was close by.
If you will help me get his coat off, Defender Jordan.
Yeah, sure, Dr. Mineta.
Now we will see.
There's a passport in his coat pocket. Name's Marcel Pretan.
Yes, in a moment.
And some pages torn out of a phone book. Cafe and nightclub listing. Hey, look at this.
Huh?
That roll of bills. You'll be able to pay it.
Ah, and the money is nothing. Life is everything.
Is it that bad?
No, I think not this time. Nothing but extreme exhaustion. This man has obviously been denying himself food and rest. There now. He's coming out of it. Now, Mr. Jordan?
Yes?
Just give him these capsules. In a few moments, he must rest. Then we shall see.
Oh, thanks for everything, Doctor.
Not at all, Fendi Jordan. Keep him quiet. I will be back as soon as possible.
Monsieur.
Are you going to be all right, Marcel?
I must go now.
No. Doctor says stay right here.
But, Monsieur, there is so little time.
Listen, I got the idea a while ago. You were looking for a dancer you thought you might find here.
I know that she is in Cairo somewhere. I have tried for 2 days to find her without food or sleep.
Want to tell me your name?
Madeline. Madeline Roche. She had no money. She would have to get work. It would not be difficult for her.
Stay right there. Maybe I can help.
Cairo Theatrical, Mooney Davis on the phone.
Hello, Mooney. Rocky Jordan.
Rocky! Don't tell me you're going to break down and put some life into that cafe of yours.
Not yet.
Hold everything. I got just the act for you. 3 luscious babes in a line. You wouldn't believe it.
Well, I'll settle for a dancer named Madeline Roche.
Roche? Never heard of her.
Well, she's new. Find out about her, huh?
Oh, think again. If it's a Frenchie you want, it's Lily Latour. Everything from the can-can to just what pleases the customers. You wouldn't believe it.
Stay with Madeline Roche.
Okay, Rocky, okay. I'll call you back.
What does he say?
Nothing yet. He'll locate her if anyone can.
But soon, monsieur. You do not know. I must find her.
I figured it was time to give him the capsules the doctor had left. They seemed to settle him down. 15 minutes later, he was dozing off when the phone rang. Hello, Tambourine.
Hey, you're asking the impossible, Rocky.
You didn't find her, Mooney?
Sure I found her. 2 days booking and she's a smash.
Where?
At the Dynasty Club. Way out in the Shari El Buca. Madeline Roche is the headliner, packing them in. You wouldn't believe it.
Thanks, Mooney.
But Rocky should cost you a fortune. I got plenty more like her.
Don't be too sure. Keep booking her, Mooney.
But Rocky...
I turned to Marcel on the couch, but he was asleep. Well, maybe it was the season of the year. Anyhow, something told me to get Madeline and bring her to him. My car took the last space in the parking lot out at the Dynasty Club. I got hooked inside for a cover charge, but it was worth it. The first show had started, and Madeline Roche was nearing the end of her first dance. I wasn't surprised then why anybody would be looking for her. And it wasn't just the rhythm. She had one of those intimate routines that seem intended just for you. It impressed me that way, too. Madeline was dark, slim, and willowy, and she grew on me. My eyes stayed with every move she made till it was over. Then I pushed my way through the crowd, bribed my way backstage, and found the dressing room door with a 6-pointed star on it.
Behind the screen. Just a moment.
Oh, take your time, Madeline.
Now perhaps I am more presentable. Oh?
Ah. You're presentable.
Thank you, monsieur. But, do I know you?
Rocky Jordan's the name. A friend of yours sent me.
But of course. So many times a friend has the way of sending gentlemen backstage to see me.
I can give you this guy's name.
Well, is it so important?
He thinks so. He's in town looking for you.
Oh, really? Always a gentleman looking for me.
This one is Marcel Pretan.
Marcel? I do not know such a person.
He described you, Madeline. You fit.
Oh, well, that could mean anything. Besides, what concern is this of yours?
Oh, I only came to take you to him.
Well, you will not take me anywhere, Monsieur Jordan. And now, please leave. I must get ready for my next number.
Suit yourself. Only he's not going to give up. He'll find you.
Again, Monsieur Jordan. Please, go.
I didn't feel like going, but I did. It wasn't just the strange attraction in Madeline's eyes. The puzzle was there, too, only it hadn't told me anything. Well, I tried for my good deed. Outside the Dynasty Club, I got into my car in the parking lot and found somebody waiting in it. A solid fellow with a square jaw and an off-brand cigarette.
It is a pleasant evening.
Let's keep it that way.
Agreeable. After we talk.
You know, I meet so many people...
My name would mean nothing to you.
Then what does...
I Heard the name Marcel Pretan mentioned.
How could you, unless you had your ears to the keyhole?
What about Marcel Pretan? I would like to see him.
Gun and all? Or is that padding under your coat?
This girl, Madeleine, she's quite a woman. One who could very well tie a man into knots, huh?
Sure. Now, supposing we drop the curtain, huh?
You refuse to help me with Marcel Pretan?
I tried to get that across.
Then perhaps you could tell me your name.
It's a dark secret. Now, if you'll get out of my car...
Very well. Goodbye, Mr. Jordan.
I couldn't figure him. A Greek throwing questions that he could already answer. Me, I got back to the tambourine, ready to tell Marcel where to find Madeleine and drop it right there. But when I reached my office, he was gone from the cot. I noticed an ashtray with a cigarette still burning, and it told me that Marcel had just left. I wondered why, and when I went out front, I thought I had the answer. Directly across the street in the doorway stood the Greek. So he'd followed me. Maybe Marcel had spotted him and beat it. When I went back into the office, I was still wondering why. Yeah, hello.
Rocky, what are you trying to do to me?
What is it now, Mooney?
You're asking. So help me, the owner of the Dynasty Club's about to blow his top.
Why, what about?
He says you were out at the Dynasty Club tonight talking to that dancer, Madeline Roche.
Sure I was there. What's wrong with that?
The girl just quit her job, walked right out in the middle of the show.
Why, Mooney?
Well, the owner blames me. He says I got you to buy her right out from under his nose. Honey, saw it. You wouldn't believe it.
Hey, where does Madeleine live?
But, Rocky, get me out of this. I got a reputation.
Give Mooney. What's her address?
Parisian Court, Charia Moose, in the French sector. But if you haven't hired a... Hey, what's cooking, Rocky?
Mooney, you wouldn't believe it. Right away, I was out back in my car, heading for the French sector of Cairo. If my visit had done this to Madeleine, I wanted to know about it. The Parisian courts turned out to be a group of small cottages running back from the street. I picked the only one with a light in the window.
Oh.
Mind if I come in, Madeleine?
You can do whatever you like, Monsieur Jordan. I am very busy, as you see.
Packing tells me one thing. You're leaving more than the Dynasty Club.
Yes, that is right. I am going away.
Well, then tell me something, will you? Was it my visit that made you decide to leave town?
Of course, your Monsieur Marcel sent you to me again.
Oh, no. Oh, Marcel's gone. I don't know where he is.
Oh, really? That is too bad. Will you hold this?
Madeleine, listen.
Yes?
Will going away really help?
Oh, Rocky, please. Please, you do not understand. You could not.
No, I don't know what Marcel means to you. Maybe I shouldn't. You don't want him to find you. That's your business.
No, no, it is only that... Well, you are getting into something you would not like. Oh, please, believe me. You would not, Rocky.
All right. But I think you ought to know one thing.
Oh?
There's somebody out scratching for Marcel. A heavy Greek loaded down with a gun in his shoulder holster.
Rocky, I must pack.
Who is he, Madeleine? What's it about? Madeleine, look out! I dived, dragging her to the floor as the shot came from this dark window. It was intended for Madeleine and barely missed. We held it there, waiting for another, but that was all. 3 seconds later, I was up and out the door, running through the court to the street front. And what I saw was the stocky figure of the Greek, rounding the corner under a streetlight and off into the night.
Del Monte Foods is presenting tonight's adventure with Rocky Jordan. Most of you women listening have a job I don't envy, trying to think of different ways to tempt your family's appetite 365 days a year. But you certainly have discovered a lot of bright ways to do it, and one of the brightest of them all is serving Del Monte fruit cocktail.
I'll vouch for that, Larry. Del Monte's kind of fruit cocktail is so colorful and so flavorful besides, it makes even the simplest meals attractive.
Yes, and that's not the half of all the help you get from Del Monte fruit cocktail. Think of the time it saves you to have five such juicy, luscious fruits specially selected for your first courses, salads, and desserts, and ready-mixed in a flavor balance you'll say is right to your taste. Really, once you try fruit cocktail the way Del Monte packs it, you'll wonder why you ever bothered to cut and peel fruits yourself.
Here's another thing, too. The children simply love Del Monte fruit cocktail. It's so pretty. And it's as easy for them to eat as it is for you to serve.
Take advantage of all this extra glamour and convenience to make your meals sparkle. Get Del Monte fruit cocktail tomorrow. Several cans wouldn't be too many. And now we take you back to Cairo and tonight's Rocky Jordan story, Holiday Weekend.
If you can call it a holiday, that's the way it started. Just to help Marcel Pretan, who looked like he needed help, I'd found the girl, Madeleine Roche. But then Marcel was gone and Madeleine became a target for somebody's bullet. Well, the noise brought crowds and the police. Pretty soon, Madeleine and I were at headquarters as guests of Captain Sam Sabaya.
Jordan, did you not tell me that you planned a trip, one in search of peace of mind?
It was in the back of my head, Sam.
But instead, I find you once again in the middle of some unanswered violence.
Oh, please, Captain Sabaya, you must not blame him. He has saved my life.
Very well. Still, neither of you saw who fired from the window.
I saw who was getting away, Sam. I described the Greek to you.
But still, you did not see him fire the shot.
What more do you want?
A motive, such as Miss Roche might give us if she would.
But I do not know who would want to take my life.
Then your relationship to this Marcel Pregdan, you can tell us that. Oh, come, Miss Roche, if you want the protection of the police,
but
you...
But I do not ask for the protection.
You better think about it, Madeleine. You'll come trying again.
Rocky, all I wanted was to get away. If you will permit me now, Captain Sabaya.
You are at liberty, Miss Roche.
Sorry, Sam. Maybe I can get some more.
Jordan, you will leave this to me. I will see what I can do about the Greek.
Madeleine and I went out together. Out at the curb in front of headquarters, we stood waiting for a roving taxi. She was real quiet. I figured she wanted it kept that way and turned to go.
Rocky.
Yes, Madeleine?
Thank you again.
Sure. Well, what happens now?
No, I still plan to leave Cairo.
You don't have to. All you have to do is let us help you.
Rocky, do I know why you want me to stay?
Maybe. We could have fun. I'll show you Cairo and the desert. Well, there are lots of things we could see and do.
No. No, you would not like that, Rocky.
Why not?
Because I am married.
Marcel Pretan?
He is my husband.
Yeah, I'd figured something like that. Maybe I hoped it wasn't so.
Now you see why it is even more necessary that I go before we... Well, before you and I become involved. We could.
Why are you running away from him, Madeleine?
Oh, there is a taxi.
All right.
Hey, taxi!
Did I see you again?
Yes, if you like, but not at the court. I will be at the Hotel Alexandria. But you must not tell Marcel if you see him. Promise me.
Anything you say. Just be careful, huh? Good night.
Good night, Rocky. Hotel Alexandria, cabbie.
As Madeleine rode out of sight, I decided that'd be the last I'd see of her. She was every bit right. It had to be that way. No matter how she or I felt about it. So I caught another taxi to the Tambourine. About 9 the next morning, a call came from headquarters telling me to come right down. When I arrived, Sam was there, and I saw he'd reeled something in. Seated there was the square-jawed Greek.
Jordan, you have seen this man before.
You can bet I'd seen him, Sam.
Good morning, Mr. Jordan.
Yeah. Have you told Sam all about it, or shall I do it again?
We have been talking.
About how you tagged me around, you saw your chance and bounced a shot at a defenseless girl.
A moment, Jordan.
Well, we go on from there. Maybe I'd better luck with Marcel Pretend.
Jordan, this man is Nicholas Parga.
Yeah, like he said, the name's not important.
But it is important that Mr. Parga is an officer from the Athens Police Force.
What?
He is in Cairo on very special business.
Huh? What business?
That is what Mr. Parga now wishes to tell you. If you will, Mr. Parga.
Thank you, Captain. Mr. Jordan, 2 weeks ago, a wealthy man was engaged in a card game aboard the Spartan Queen, the Greek ship sailing the Mediterranean. The exact details of what happened are not clear, but the result was that the wealthy man was killed by his card partner for a large sum of money.
You're telling me Marcel Pretan was the killer?
We're almost certain of that. Moreover, we are absolutely sure that Pretan's wife was there and saw the whole affair, she alone. Now, she could be of invaluable assistance to the police if she would admit it.
You might ask her.
Have, more than once. But our problem of the moment is finding Pretan. Now, it must occur to you, Mr. Jordan, that you have been harboring a criminal.
Just what is this leading to?
We only wish you to tell us where he is, Jordan.
I don't know.
Mr. Jordan, although I am in a foreign country, there are always ways of bringing pressure.
I still don't know. Not since he skipped out of the tambourine last night after he saw you hovering around.
Or could it be that you warned him?
It could be, but it wasn't. Look,
Mr.
Sam...
Parga, it is possible that Jordan is telling the truth.
Mm-hmm. All right, if you say so, Captain. But if you see him, you will let us know.
Yeah, if I see him. I went out, got to my car, and drove through the morning traffic across central Cairo. Going someplace I told myself I wouldn't go. I wanted to hear the answer from Madeleine's lips. The Hotel Alexandria was a little off the main drag. I parked on a narrow side street and soon after that was knocking at Madeleine's door.
Oh, Hockey, I was wondering if you would come.
I had to, Madeleine.
But I am glad you did. My plane leaves in an hour.
Oh, this is something else. I've just had a talk with somebody. Nicholas Parga, Athens Police.
Parga. I see. And what did he tell you?
Everything. That your husband is wanted for murder, that you saw what he did. Is Parga right?
Oh, Rocky, I did not want you to know.
Is it the truth, Madeleine?
Yes. Yes, it is awful. I saw it, but I will not admit it to the police.
So Parga didn't fire the shot through your window. It must have been your own husband, Marcel.
Rocky, I told you that you would not like this.
Madeleine, I can understand why you'd want to keep away from him. He's a murderer. He's afraid of what you might tell, so he wants you out of the way.
Oh, he should know better than that.
Just what is it you're afraid of? Not the bullets, or you'd have turned Marcel in long ago.
Rocky, have I not told you enough?
Listen, there's a way, Madeleine.
What do you mean?
To hand him over to the police. He's trying to find you. All we have to do is let him know where you are and when. That'll flush him out.
No, I couldn't.
He tried to kill you, Madeleine. He'll keep on trying. I'll turn him in and you'll be free. You won't even have to testify in court.
Rocky, just why do you want to get Marcel out of the way? Is it really because you wish to see justice done?
Why else?
Or is it because you want me? You do not answer. Perhaps you do not quite know yourself.
I think I do now. I think you're right.
Rocky, I...
Come on, Madeleine. I'll take you to your plane. Madeleine didn't have to answer. I picked up her luggage and we went out. She settled up at the desk and then we went quietly on around to where my car was parked on the deserted side street. I was about to stash the luggage in the back when I saw him come around the other side of the car with the gun.
I regret to break up your plans, however charming.
Oh, Marcel!
Put down the luggage, monsieur.
Oh, Marcel, please, please, I will not tell anything.
How can I be sure?
I can tell you that, Marcel. I don't know why, but she won't tell.
No, she will not. When a man is hunted for murder, he must do what he can to preserve his life. Even if he must take that of another. Even yours, Madeleine.
In just a moment, Rocky Jordan returns to conclude tonight's story. You know, know, I hope your family was one of the many who enjoyed big, frosty glassfuls of Del Monte pineapple juice with Easter Sunday breakfast. There's just nothing quite like its tempting tropical flavor to go with everything from ham and eggs to a hot buttered sweet roll.
Well, you're likely to find Del Monte pineapple juice on our breakfast table most any day of the week, Larry. That tart sweet flavor is always popular.
There's no mistaking the true balance of tartness and sweetness you find only in fully ripe pineapples. Now, you can taste it in Del Monte pineapple juice all right. And if you notice something specially luscious about its flavor, don't be surprised. Remember, all styles of Del Monte pineapple come from exceptional pineapples. Superlative golden fruit Del Monte has developed through years of painstaking plant selection. Pick sliced, crushed, chunks, tidbits, or juice. They all have superb flavor.
Not that you'd expect anything less from Del Monte, of course. Choose that brand and you take extra flavor for granted.
Enjoy real tropic refreshment at its very best. Make it Del Monte next time and every time you buy pineapple juice. Back now to Rocky Jordan for the conclusion of tonight's story.
Well, I'd made the decision to help Madeleine go away. To me, it meant never seeing her again. To her, it meant safety from her own husband. Only now, Marcel had moved in too soon. And this time I knew his shot wouldn't miss. Marcel was looking into Madeleine's white-drawn face as he raised the gun. Right then I noticed the suitcase I'd set down on the curb right beside him. I made a quick shove. His gun hand went up to catch his balance. I grabbed his arm, slamming it against the side of the car. The gun clattered to the sidewalk. I kicked it away. Then I was up with it, pushing Marcel to the wall.
Rocky, no!
I'm not going to hurt him, Madeleine. The rope will take care of him.
It is good for you, is it not, Musquin? It is what you wanted. You and Madeleine.
No matter how she or I or anybody feels, I'm taking you
in. No, Rocky, please, for my sake, I do not want it.
What do you want?
Only for you to let him go now. I do not want to be responsible for his hanging.
You still feel that way about him? After the gun?
But my fear is not the fear of a gun, but the fear of loving him. Now, do not ask me why. I cannot tell you.
So that's it. What else is there now?
I will go away. Give me a day's time. I will go away and Marcel will not catch me. Let him go.
Why should I?
For whatever I mean to you. And if you like, I will write later telling you where I am. Then I will do anything you wish. Only let him go.
Is it so difficult, Monsieur Jordan? The decision? It is yours alone to decide.
On the contrary, Mr. Pretend.
Sam!
Greco, Abdullah, come out now. Take this man away quickly.
Sam, what are you doing here?
We'd expected something like this.
Oh, no.
Miss Roche, I see that your bags are ready. One of my men will escort you to the airport.
Rocky.
You'd better go, Madeleine.
Yes, you are right. Goodbye, Rocky.
Goodbye, Madeleine.
Well, come now, Jordan. Let us walk and try to forget this thing. You know, you can feel fortunate that you were spared the decision, Jordan.
Yes, Sam. Some things aren't easy.
As you say. About the trip which you planned, you will still go?
For a couple of days, maybe.
That is good, Jordan. For countless ages, men have found peace along the Nile and in the desert.
I guess this is a good time for it.
Yes. It would be good if the whole world would pause for a time to ponder the eternal newness of life. Surely it reflects the dream of all men, yours and mine, that of a greater beyond.
For canned fruits and vegetables at their finest, for dependable quality always, remember, buy wisely. Buy for flavor. Buy Del Monte. Del Monte, the brand you trust for flavor in so many good foods. Rocky Jordan, written by Larry Roman and Gomer Kuhl, stars Jack Moyles in the title role with Jane Avello as Sam Sabaya, and is produced and directed by Cliff Howell, with original music composed by Richard Arant and conducted by Ivan Dittmars. Remember, you have a date next week at the Cafe Tambourine, run by Rocky Jordan. Same time, same station. And the story is Adventure in Zakazik. On busy days, on lazy days, there's no easier dessert than a big bowl of luscious Del Monte peach halves. They're tender, they're mellow. They're the best-liked peaches in the whole wide world, and thrifty, too. Buy Del Monte peach halves tomorrow. Larry Thor speaking. Rocky Jordan is presented over CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Hi, this is Andrew from OTRWesterns.com. I wanted to invite you to come take a look at our site where we put out podcasts of old-time radio westerns. Check us out at OTRWesterns.com. You're listening to The Great Detectives of Old Time Radio with Adam Graham. Now let's get back into the show.
Welcome back. I hate when they give Rocky a dilemma of what he's going to do, and it's resolved by Sam stepping out of the shadows. I can kind of understand just leaving it to us to speculate what he was going to do and what he was going to decide. I personally think it's best when the hero gets forced into making the tough decision one way or the other rather than having it taken out of his hands. All right, well, listener comments and feedback now. Back on July 28th, I decided I wanted just to get a feel for what programs people were most enjoying among those that we were currently doing. I wanted to do a poll, but Facebook actually only allowed people to vote for two, so that wasn't going to work. So with only two options, given that we have five series that we're going through. So I just decided to ask and get people's answers, and I thought it'd be fun, you know, maybe get a few comments. Well, we actually got more than 300 comments. I really appreciate seeing so many people engage with it, and of course, being able to just see the pictures of all the people who listen to the program. Such a neat thing to get on Facebook. So thanks to everyone who participated. Now, I'm not going to go ahead and read all of those statements, because most of them were just a simple, just a state of, you know, what their preference was, or, you know, what their favorite program was. And others kind of ignored the parameters and went off in their own direction, but that's fine. The one comment I did want to address is Mike. He had mentioned his favorites were Johnny Dollar and Boston Blackie, and he said, "I also really enjoy Rocky Jordan, although it's disconcerting to listen to a show that's set in a bar in the middle of the hotbed of Islam. How unlikely is that? Still a fun show." Well, thanks so much for the question, Mike. And it's certainly a fair one. I did some research, and the answer is not quite as unlikely as you might think. Not all Islamic countries approach alcohol in exactly the same way. For example, you know, Afghanistan and Iran and Saudi Arabia, those countries essentially became dry long ago. However, Egypt has a history with alcohol that is twice as long and then some than its history with Islam. Over the centuries, many Egyptians have seen nothing wrong with moderate amounts of alcohol consumption. And that does actually continue to this day, where there are many places in Egypt where people drink openly. There are others where it's a lot more restrictive and dangerous to get some alcohol if you're a native Egyptian. And laws in Egypt have actually tightened up. It's become a lot harder to get a liquor license. And in 1973, a law was passed prohibiting the sale of alcohol to Egyptians, even non-Muslim Egyptians, during the month of Ramadan. However, none of this was in effect in the post-war era when Rocky would have started the cafe after moving it from Turkey. In addition, the way the series is written, Rocky caters really exclusively to a foreign-born clientele, which I think would mean he'd have very little difficulty operating in Egypt at that current time. If the show has any inaccuracy, it is essentially it portrays that any Egyptian is going to stay away from alcohol and follow the Islamic prohibition against drinking. And that really doesn't seem to be the case in Egypt, and certainly wasn't in that post-war era. However, it also may be that if Egyptians were going to drink, they probably wouldn't go and do their drinking at a cafe located near the mosque Sultan Hassan. So, Mike, I hope that answered your question. And while I won't say it's, you know, 100% realistic, I mean, the series' whole sense of realism and understanding of Egyptian culture comes mostly from, like, a very short army field guide. So it's very much a Cliff Notes version of the culture with a few liberties taken. We turn now to an email from Ryan, who writes, "Greetings and salutations, Adam. The day is finally here. After 4 years of listening to many episodes, long drives, and countless hours, I finally caught up to you on the podcast. I got the app 4 years ago and decided to start from the beginning and catch up. It has been fun. My favorites have been Richard Diamond, Philip Marlowe, Rocky Jordan, and of course, yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Thank you for all you do. Now to go download old episodes so I do not run out of shows while driving." Well, thank you so much, Ryan, and I appreciate the effort to get caught up and for you listening to us for these 4 years. All right, well, that will actually do it for now. I do want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. And I want to thank Jeremy. Jeremy has been one of our Patreon supporters since February of 2016. He is currently supporting us at the Detective Sergeant level of $7.14 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support, Jeremy. All right, well, that will do it for now. Join us back here tomorrow for Boston Blackie, and then we'll be back next Wednesday with another episode of Rocky Jordan. In the meantime, send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.